Hello and good day to you. I believe you're doing well. I am AOB Olagunju. I want to share with you in this video very important message, and it centers on self-confidence. I want to share with you three things that may be killing your self-confidence. You know, self-confidence is important. If you want to be great in life, if you want to be successful in life, so you do everything possible to build your self-confidence. To win any battle, to win the race of life, you need self-confidence. And at the same time, you also avoid the things that can bring down your self-confidence, that can reduce your self-confidence, or that can kill your self-confidence. And that's why I felt it's important I share this with you. A lot of people are victims of this. You know, I've listened to people talk. You know, I've had conversations. I've had, counseling sessions with people. I've had coaching programs with people. When I listened to them, I found out that some of them are actually the architects of their own problems. You know, they have issue with their self-confidence due to some of the things they do, or, you know, some of the decisions they've taken. So it's very important that you avoid these three things, otherwise they will kill your self-confidence. The first thing I want to share with you is measuring your weaknesses against the strengths of others. There is no way you can build self-confidence when you keep measuring your weaknesses against the strength of others. You see, something you need to understand is that every man in this world has both strengths and weaknesses. Every man, regardless of the status or the accomplishment, every man has. So what we're expected to do, you know, is to take advantage of our strength towards achieving our life goals, and at the same time work on our weaknesses so that we can keep growing and developing ourselves. And you see, you need to build confidence on your strength while you work on your weaknesses. You don't place the emphasis on your weaknesses, otherwise you will not be able to work effectively even with your strength. So now, when you keep measuring your weaknesses against the strength of others, ignoring the fact that these same people have their own weaknesses, they are not, you know, they are not absolutely perfect. So it seems like, oh, these people are doing better than you, these people are stronger than you, these people are greater than you. That's not the truth. If you do your due diligence, you would actually find out that your own area of strengths are actually their own areas of weaknesses. So they may not tell you, but that's the truth. They have their own weaknesses. So don't measure your weaknesses against the strengths of others. That will kill your self-confidence. It's very important. Except you just want to share with someone you believe, you know, can help you. That's a different case. Sharing with someone that can help you grow, that can help you strengthen, you know, those areas where you have been weak, it's a different thing. But when you sit down and you are doing self-analysis, you don't measure your weaknesses against the strength of others. The second thing that can kill your self-confidence is relying or depending absolutely on others. When you depend absolutely on others, and remember, like I said earlier, we are all humans. Some might not be there for you 100%, and even some who wish to be there for you might not actually be available due to one reason or the other. So when you depend absolutely on others without, you know, taking personal responsibility for your life, eventually, you know, you failed. It kills your self-confidence. It feels like you can't do anything on your own. That's what it means. When you are depending absolutely on others, not taking absolute responsibility for your life. Yes, you can live this, you cannot live in this world alone. You cannot succeed in this world alone. You need the help of others. You need the contribution of others. But the bulk of the job depends on you. It shouldn't be the other way around. So people with self-confidence, you know, take absolute responsibility for their lives in as much as they seek the input of others. So if you keep depending on others for everything you need to do or for most things you need to achieve in life, it will keep, you know, draining your self-confidence to a point where you no longer feel you can do anything by yourself or on your own. So you must learn to regulate this, know how to balance it. As a matter of fact, I often tell people that the maximum you can get from outside is 25%. The remaining 75% comes from you. So anything above, you know, 25% expectation from outside, you know, is beginning to affect your self-confidence negatively. So you must understand that you have the inner power, you have the inner strength to carry the bulk of, you know, the responsibility of your life yourself. Why you get some little inputs from others. And the third point I want to share with you is relying absolutely on yourself. Now, this may sound strange to you because I just mentioned a point on depending absolutely on others. You need to look inward. You need to believe in yourself. Yes. But at the same time, when you are relying absolutely on yourself, it can kill your self-confidence. You know why? Because there is a superior power, or let me say there is a higher power, your creator. When you're relying absolutely on yourself and eventually you failed, it will definitely impact negatively on your self-confidence. You must learn to understand that in as much as you have the inner power, you have the ability, you know, to achieve whatsoever you set your heart to achieve in life, there is also a higher power that is required for you to consistently succeed in life. One of the things that kills self-confidence is consistent failure. So in order for you to avoid that, you need to rely on God, your maker, your creator. That way, you would avoid failure. And it will keep building your self-confidence. You know, you do what you can do and you believe your creator to do those things you cannot do. In that way, you have been able to balance the equation and you have been able to cancel out a possible failure. So you don't rely absolutely on yourself. You are limited. Every human is limited. There's a limit to what we can do in life. There's a limit to what we can achieve on our own. You need the contribution from your maker, you need the contribution of others, and you need your own personal contribution. You just need to understand how this work and, you know, regulate how you place emphasis on them. You know where your limit is, and you know what to expect from others, and you actually put your faith in God to make everything work for you. I believe this will help you, you know, to build your self-confidence and, you know, to sustain it and to keep growing. And as you do that, I believe it will also help you to continue to succeed in life. Thank you for watching this video and watch out for my next video. But until then, keep changing levels. Bye for now.